Good morning. 7:58 a.m. Monday, January the 23rd, 2017. It's chilly this morning. It's mid-20s, 26, something like that. Maybe 28 by now. Let me get this put back in my pocket and my glove back on. So cosine, terrible amount of fun. I did a lot of panels. I moderated a lot of panels. Actually had somebody take over moderation who wasn't actually the moderator, which I thought was amusing. I let him do it. I'm not going to arm wrestle over who's moderator. Some interesting ideas that I'm sure will show up in later works. We did a panel on coffee, tea, or poison. And it was rather enlightening. We talked a lot about what do we use coffee tea for. We talked about poison. We talked about allergies. Jo Walton was a guest of honor. Fascinating woman. We both had black fedoras, which I thought was funny. She'd added a hat band to hers, but it looked like the same exact hat. Although I think hers didn't have quite as much brim. But she had a lot of interesting comments. That was slick. Holy crap. When we talk about allergies, apparently there's a story, and I don't remember who did it. All I remember is that the cavalry all rides dogs. Yeah, dogs. Not horses, dogs. I'm not sure exactly why or how, or it's an odd little bit of world building. They've got to be pretty large dogs with pretty good sized carrying capacity to carry full grown men. But that aside, the story was about a noble who should have been a cavalry officer, but he couldn't because he was allergic to dogs. Now, why he couldn't have been allergic to horses, I don't know. But he was allergic to dogs. I mean, I don't know that they were riding dogs because they needed this little piece of world building to embroider it. But it was an interesting idea. It's like, so many people are so allergic, and yet we hardly ever hear of any character in any book who is allergic to something. Although I did have one in Sean Harper, the Wishbringer series. One of the characters there was allergic to nuts, and I say only time I remember seeing anybody actually allergic to something in a story. So I did see a lot of old friends. I did not stay up late. Usually I do a little bit of socializing into the evening. But other than getting the opportunity to catch up with Rebecca Lickus, whom I met years ago when I went to Oregon for the workshop with Dean Wesley Smith. Other than that, I haven't really talked to her, seen her a couple times, seen her in passing. I've seen both her and Rebecca Bates, who I met there as well. So other than, you know, an odd here and there catch up with people that I've met, I had a couple panels with Joe Walton. I had a panel, I think I might have had a couple panels with Corey Weaver, who was an interesting YA author, editor, publisher out of New Mexico. So it was fun. It was I got away. I had some decent food. The best meal I had was a Reuben. Oh, geese. I wonder if you can hear them. So yeah, the best meal I ate largely whatever the buffet was for the day, for the meal. They had breakfast buffet. There was a Friday night fish buffet, which was, I basically had the jambalaya. It was delicious. Had a few cocktail shrimp. But the meal with the Reuben and the spiced fries was a lunch with Sue Duff, who publishes who writes and publishes the Weir Chronicles. And I've run into her. I met her online with the Recommend Fiction Writers iPal group, Independent Published Authors League, a liaison, whatever it is. And then, because we were both finalists for the Independent Writer of the Year, the the events surrounding the Iwote were. All three of us, Lisa Manifold, who won, and Sue and I, Sue Duff, and I were on a lot of panels together even before Monk Post, even before Colorado Gold. So by the time we got to Colorado Gold, we were old chums. It was fun. I think I actually met her at GenreCon last year. Over in Golden. So next thing up is I've got a master class in science fiction in February 18th. It's in North Denver. I think it's in Westminster or Thornton or someplace. And I've got to get this book done. I've got to get in To Fire Called done. I also owe books to people. I owe paperbacks to people that I have kind of lost track of. I need to get those into my journal so that I don't lose visibility. I also have to get my calendar. It's almost the end of January and I don't have my year at a glance calendar. I need to update December and get the new calendar up to maintain the visibility of what's happening. I did miss one day of meditation. I think it was Friday night. Where I just went crash. Like 8 o'clock, I was in bed, 8:30, and I didn't even give it a second thought. I just went practically from the dinner to bed. It was a late meal, and I had sessions during most normal meal times. So noon, 5, which for me are normal meal times. I realize that not everybody is a blue collar guy. But I keep a very blue-collary schedule. I hope I'm going to get back in time to make some breakfast, speaking of meals, because I've got a 9 o'clock appointment, and so I'll have to leave about 8:45, 8:20. Yeah, I'll have time to maybe make an omelet or something. I need to make a grocery run today because the house is pretty much out of food while I was gone. The family basically ate takeout. So it is warming up a little bit, or I'm warming up, one or the other. We're both the hood back here. Took my gloves off. It's pleasant. It's a lovely, semi-lovely morning. There's a big ugly cloud deck off to the northeast that's sort of filled in since I came out. Ah, that was probably a mistake. Put the hood back up. Wow. Holy cow. I came around the corner and the breeze caught my ears. I thought they were going to just sort of freeze on the side of my head right there. Bang. Gosh. Anyway. So yeah, I got a 9 o'clock appointment. I'd like to get something to eat before I leave because I am hungry. I didn't get dinner last night. I had a couple of snacks. It wasn't the best food choice. But everybody in the house ate around 4 o'clock because of work schedules. A lot of geese in the air this morning, huh? Most of the little patches of snow out in the park, out amongst the grasses, have all melted, but there's still good piles of it laying around where it was stacked up because people cleared it away from sidewalks and parking lots and that kind of stuff. Everything is pretty much crusty frozen at this point. There's still a lot of ice. I came across a couple of ice patches that were amazingly slippery. Almost perfectly smooth along my walk this morning. Sidewalks are clear, the sidewalks are largely bare, there's just places in the street. There's one place, that place up on West 20th where the water has overflowed the drainage, and that's still a treacherous lake, but everything is thawed around it, melted, or crunchy snow, so there's traction around it that's not too terrible. But it is chilly, it's cold. Ow. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.